Most major countries, especially developed countries today, have a constitution. And the constitution helps them have order in their society. As Christians, as children preparing for the kingdom of God, we also have a constitution. It's the constitution of the Sermon on the Mount. It's the Beatitudes. That's the constitution of heaven. In the Beatitudes, we find out what is required of us to live in the kingdom of heaven. In other words, if we're going to live in the kingdom of heaven, this is how we're going to do it. And if we don't do it, we won't be there. We won't get the passport. If you live according to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, if you live the Beatitudes, the world will hate you. Do you know anybody who lives the Beatitudes? Think about it. Who do you know who lives all of the Beatitudes in their daily life as habits? And those who live the Beatitudes faithfully will not be passive, but active. Those who are faithful to Jesus' Beatitudes will run afoul of the world. It's guaranteed. Ask the apostles and the martyrs. They refuse to follow the official religions and conform to the guidelines of the world. We have a long history in this conflict. The Beatitudes will put you in conflict with the world. The world attempts to teach us its gospel values. We get it every day. And we're asked to just go along to get along. Just conform. We encounter things all the time. The wisdom of popular myths that are given his wisdom in the world. We need to learn how to recognize it. We need to learn how to see it. I had a woman come up to me when I was a deacon in trying to defend a poor Hispanic family. But this tragic thing happened to them. They were building a house, or rebuilding a house to move into. They had no credit, no credit cards. They were doing everything, paying their way, sacrificing, and then for some odd reason, somebody came along and tore the house down. It was a confusion of property. But the people lost everything. Like that. And it comes out that we decided to, as a community, to help this family, because they were faithful to the parish community. They were active in the parish community. We knew them. But I had a woman resist the goodwill. There was a bit of racism in the community. You find it a lot. And the woman came to me, almost a protest for asking for aid to this family, and said, "Well, Father, you know what the good book says. The Bible says the Lord helps those who help themselves." You've all heard that line. It's not in Holy Scripture. Ben Franklin said it. And it was derived from pagan literature 2,000 years ago. It is not Holy Scripture. But it was thrown in my face as a protest to helping someone in need. It's a notion of self-help. You should help yourself first and kind of get others off the hook for helping others, for charity. Another example. Why can't we all just get along? I've had people claim this is scriptural as well. It's not. They say it as if it was virtuous. But it's like, go along to get along. Don't speak up about injustice. Just keep your opinions to yourself. That's the intention, that's the use, that's the context. It's not scriptural and it's not Christian. In the New Testament letter of St. James, in chapter 4 of St. James, you'll find that James the Apostle says, unfaithful, do you not know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The apostles understood this conflict. There can be no compromise with world values. We have our values. Those of us who follow Jesus Christ. Those of us who take in the Beatitudes as his teaching. There can't be a compromise between God and the world. You can want it to be that way, but you're not going to find it. It doesn't exist, that compromise. If we're to be faithful Christians, we must learn how to live in God's kingdom. And the Beatitudes are Jesus' rules for living in his kingdom. In the United States today, all across the United States, this week, yesterday and today, the Catholic Church is marching for life. It's called the March for Life. It's against abortion and euthanasia. In Austin, Sister Olga showed me pictures today that she led a group from our parish, our pro-life, pro-family group in the March for Life with our bishop and other pro-life leaders. We have a very active pro-life, pro-family ministry here at Sacred Heart Parish, and the marchers today encountered, like they do every year, people protesting against the marchers. It's loud. It's surprising to our kids, our high school kids who accompany Sister. They come back surprised. Well, why were they shouting names at us? Why were they hurling bad words at us? Why were they angry? Well, learned what happens if you follow the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. The church speaks loudly for mercy for the unborn child, vulnerable members of our human community. That's who we are. And if you live it, it's going to put you in conflict with the world. Last night, I was saddened to see, probably you saw them too, those terrible videos of that brutal police beating in Memphis, or where a black man died. 5 police were involved in that beating. And the world's voice took over the narrative. And no matter what channel you went to, you heard this narrative that was talking about a racist event. The 5 police were all black men. And the victim was a black man. Where'd the narrative come from? An incident of violence is an incident of violence. The man was murdered on the streets in front of cameras. The whole world can see what happened. It was violence. It was unjust. We should speak out about it. But it wasn't a racist event. That's the world distorting the narrative. We come across it all the time. If we're going to be people of righteousness, we have to speak the truth. So, what's our role? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're called to be righteous. We're called to defend the poor, and we're called to be peacemakers. We must be very wary when the world lies to us or manipulates us to bend us to their agendas. We must be meek, and learn to trust the Lord, but not turn our backs on our brothers and sisters, but not be manipulated into false narratives. We don't know what happened in that situation, just what the video showed us. It was terrible. We're probably going to learn a lot in the next few days. That's what patience is all about. That's what the justice system is all about. We're called to humility and meekness, not to react abruptly. We're called to trust God more than ourselves, to control our emotions. We're called to hunger and thirst for righteousness, for we will be satisfied. Justice will be rendered. But ours is an active faith. It's not a passive faith in God's kingdom. Following the Beatitudes that Jesus has taught is an active role. It's not a passive